Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is TJ Kennedy, Acting General Manager for the First Responder Network Authority, FirstNet, within the U.S. Department of Commerce. So, TJ, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies with the private sector to achieve mission results. I'd be interested, how are you leveraging partnerships to improve operations and outcomes? And to what extent does these collaboration or partnerships drive innovation on your end?
We have a number of partnerships we're already taking place in, some of them even within government. We've partnered with the Public Safety Communications Research Lab, PSCR as it's known, out in Boulder, Colorado. And PSCR is a collaboration between NIST and NTIA. And PSCR and the great work they've done for public safety over the years, looking at all of the unique characteristics that public safety communications have. And rather than reinventing that wheel, we've partnered with them to really focus on the areas that we need for a public safety broadband network. A couple examples would be a lot of the research and standards work around priority and preemption. Priority and preemption is critical to public safety. And at the same point, if you look at existing commercial networks, it's not something that is typically implemented already in many places. And so they've actually worked with the private sector to bring in key technologies, hardware and software, to test it at their lab. And they've tested key features like priority and preemption going forward with the LTE standards. They're using all of their knowledge and results from that testing to drive the standards work of 3GPP, one of the key standards in the telecommunications industry that really helps drive how future releases of software are done. And very important to make sure that we end up with a device ecosystem and we end up with a technology ecosystem that supports the ongoing upgradability of networks such as the Public Safety Broadband Network or FirstNet. That kind of partnership shows a collaboration with the private sector by bringing in their technology. It shows a collaboration across the public sector of not reinventing the wheel when there's something that's being pulled together very nicely. And lastly, it allows us to really lean forward in some of the more cutting edge or bleeding edge elements that we can actually test new technologies that are not deployed across even the world yet in some places, and test interoperability between different disparate technologies. And all of that is going on for us out in Boulder, and that really has been a great way for us to leverage a very small and excellent team that has been focused on this for many years and leverage that into the public safety broadband network in the future.
From your perspective, when you mentioned technology, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving your efforts?
I think applications certainly are going to be an amazing element of what the FirstNet network will leverage. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I think wearable technology, because public safety is inherently mobile. One of the things I remember back from my public safety days, you know, you don't necessarily spend much time in the office when you're a state trooper or a firefighter or a paramedic when you're responding. You might go back to the station in between as you're a firefighter or a paramedic. But as a police officer, you might go out and spend 8 hours, 10 hours, or even a couple days purely in your vehicle or on your motorcycle or in your helicopter or other aircraft that you might operate in as a public safety provider. And those are inherently mobile areas. So when we think of how we rely on mobile technology sometimes to go from place to place, or we rely on mobile technology when we're in and around the office but not sitting at our desk, if you were to think of a police officer who spends, you know, 8 hours of his work shift literally out responding to the public on foot, in a police car, on a motorcycle, you really have to rely on mobile technologies being your office on the road. And so part of that comes down to applications and computer-aided dispatch. Part of that comes down to access to databases and information that will help your job be more effective, having the ability to send information to nearby backup officers or other responding units. We often think of an old adage of a picture is worth a thousand words. If you were the first arriving police officer on a house fire, and instead of just saying there's flames showing to the incoming fire engine, you were able to send a photo or send a video, boy, that's a lot of really good information where they might see that the house next door is so close and that's starting to catch on fire. A lot more information is going to be shared because you're sharing that kind of technology. And so I think that the applications that technology can provide and the ability for more and more data, if you look at advanced LTE and how much data will likely be available even post-LTE, I think that increasing amount of capability to send more and more data and the richness will allow for applications that can do things that we can't even think of right now.
So I want to get a sense of what progress towards interoperability has been made, say, over the last year, and what opportunities lay ahead as you build the network in coordination with all 56 states and territories.
One of the things I think by bringing together not just individual states and all of the agencies within that state, but also getting states within a region and all the states in different regions to talk to others around the country is we get to have that sharing of information and relationships. I've worked on public safety relating to previous Olympic Games. And one of the things I found was the great lasting legacy was the relationships built by public safety by working on a very hard project and solving a very important critical mission together with agencies that don't necessarily work together every day, sharing great ideas, innovating together. And those relationships last long after the project is done. Every month right now, we're having phone calls with all of the states within a region together, and they're talking to each other. They're working with FirstNet. We're sharing information with them, and they're sharing information across their state boundaries. They're sharing information across the country. And that kind of communication and collaboration is something that should not be understated. And I think having that the human part of communication is something that can actually help some of the technical operability issues that we need to deal with. Also, by building on the same spectrum and the same technology and commercial standards, we're really setting a whole different paradigm for how public safety technology is leveraged. In the past, there's been a lot of custom and one-off building that has not necessarily benefited other departments. If you were to create an application for a large city police department and it's built upon standards and it's built to open standards, you'll be able to help the five-person police department who may have that same need. If you build something to help a firefighter in the northeast part of the country and it works great and it's something in the southwest part of the country that they also need, the ability to have economies of scale. When we look at custom devices for public safety, they're significantly expensive. If we were to have the economies of scale of millions and millions of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics just in the United States, think of the amount of leveraging a technology we could have because they're sharing that economy of scale and they're all looking for that innovation in applications, the innovation in devices. And what about the world? We're seeing the United Kingdom looking at a public safety LTE network. We're seeing activities in Canada to set aside the same spectrum that we have here in the U.S. set aside for public safety. South Korea, Mexico, there are other countries looking at public safety broadband networks as well. And I think it's really going to be revolutionary across the world that when we help lead the way of bringing public safety into leveraging LTE and broadband communications, I think the rest of the world will also be doing the same thing.
That's wonderful. TJ, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
You have to love the mission of public safety, and you have to love what you're doing every day. A lot of times, I think, on television or the news, people might glamorize what it is to be a police officer or a firefighter or a paramedic. You've probably seen a lot of young kids who think, you know, what a great career that will be. And I have to say it's been wonderful for me, and I've learned a lot. But it's also been it's a very difficult role, but it's very rewarding. But it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. And even as we hire and bring on staff to FirstNet, one of the things I look for is the fire in the belly about public safety and the mission that we have. And if folks don't have that desire to make this work for public safety, they're going to have a hard time joining our team. I think it's such an important element to what we do. I think for those who are looking for a career in public safety is to find a part of it that they think they really love and throw yourself into it fully, 100%. It becomes a part of who you are. It's with you for your entire life. And I think it's a commitment that you have to make.
Your passion comes through, I must say. And I've really enjoyed our time today, and I want to thank you for your time. But more importantly, TJ, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate you highlighting this important and critical mission and program that we're pulling together to help public safety. And I really appreciate the efforts to move it forward.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with TJ Kennedy, Acting General Manager of First Responder Network Authority, FirstNet, within the U.S. Department of Commerce. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.